relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
That is probably the only true thing that the director of the FBI said yesterday in his incredible interview with that fake conservative outlet that is Fox News, with that man who kind of pretends at being independent journalist, but Brett Baer, zero serious follow-up questions. We're going to play you more from that shocking interview, but it's time to check in with our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. Why aren't you coming to CPAC?
I am so bummed, especially knowing that you're going to be there. You guys are going to have so much fun, but you have to promise if anything good and juicy happens, you have to send me a text message, a picture, a video, something. I just keep me updated.
I don't know if I can, because I think I've broken news on your show three times and it really annoys Mr. G. He does not like that.
Oh, come on. If he's going to break it on any show, it should be the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Come on, Jeff. Get with the program.
Get with the program, seriously.
Yeah.
All right, follow this lady right now, at Jennifer Horn, also crntalk.com. So much to discuss. Can we do national politics first?
Let's please do. Yes.
All right. So you are a communications major. You are the hardest working person I know in radio. So let's talk about communications. Let's talk about Chris Ray and this interview from Brett Baer. Did you get to watch all of it?
I did. And I was actually shouting follow-up questions at the television. I felt like an insane person.
Why didn't he do – what's wrong? Do people not understand the concept in Congress and in the media? They don't understand the concept of follow-up questions.
His best questions, I thought, came from the people who were tweeting the questions, and he would ask them. He would ask some pretty solid questions, but there were so many missed opportunities for follow-up. And I will tell you that the field is not big. I do like Brett Baer most of the time. I think that he tries to be a down-the-middle politician, Freudian slip, but a journalist. But it was disheartening because there were so many opportunities for follow-up. And
yes,
especially when it came, I think the big glaring one for me was whether or not they had undercover people at the Capitol.
Yeah.
There should have been more questioning about that. He obviously alluded to yes. I mean, my goodness, if anybody listened to Christopher Wray and his answer to the question about whether or not there were agents in place at the Capitol, the answer from him was yes, in the way that he evaded the question. So there is so much more, and there's so much more about, you know, how people have been arrested, why trials have taken so long. There were so many missed spots, I thought. I was a little disappointed in the interview, but it was funny because in the Morning Answer today, we had a little disagreement with my co-host Grant. And
tell me.
Well, when he was talking about COVID and he comes along and says, well, the FBI believes that this came from a Wuhan lab. I mean, first of all, welcome to the party. We've all been
hang on,
years.
The coronavirus that started in Wuhan
Right. Came
from the coronavirus lab in Wuhan? What are you
Weird,
saying?
Weird, right?
What are you
it's
saying?
Such a coincidence.
Wow.
So when he admits that,
sorry,
Grant
I'm going to interrupt you again.
Yes.
Isn't it perverse that we make jokes about this now after 3 years of being told that it's a conspiracy? It's kind of perverse. It's like Bizarro World.
It's like Bizarro World. So Grant tells me, he says, well, I don't like to agree with the FBI. And I said, well, it's not agreeing with them. They're finally here.
they're finally agreeing with us.
Exactly. This cold has been killing me. I apologize.
No problem.
But they're finally agreeing. So they're just here now. The rest of us are all on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we opened the hour with the basically admitting that I cannot comment. Therefore, you know, Ray Epps is an FBI informant.
Yep.
But let's look at this from a communications standpoint. Here he is being challenged. That's a rather strong word. Anyway, Brett Baer's asking him about social media censorship by the FBI, and his response is just pure slime monster from the swamp. Cut three.
Let's talk about the FBI and what you told Big Tech, or some agents did, about the authenticity and provenance of Hunter Biden's laptop. What about that from an FBI perspective?
The FBI is not in the business of functioning as the truth police.
Understood.
So we don't tell social media companies to censor anything.
Well,
or
the Twitter file suggests something different. I mean, there was an FBI request numerous times. Taibbi puts it out, FBI San Francisco request to ban certain accounts. Twitter personnel in this case went on to look for reasons to suspend all four accounts that the FBI wanted to ban or suspend. Is it appropriate to flag social media accounts on Twitter or elsewhere due to politics or government policies when it comes to COVID? Is it appropriate in any way? You're saying it doesn't happen, but there's evidence that it had.
We don't tell social media companies to ban accounts.
But you suggest.
What we do is tell social media companies about information that we have about foreign disinformation campaigns by foreign actors, by foreign intelligence services. And those companies then make decisions about what, if anything, they want to do about it.
He's saying we don't do it, Jen.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As they're showing the emails,
right,
signed Fred, FBI San Francisco, these are the four accounts we don't like. The email's right there on the screen, Jan.
It's because they're totally lying. He was caught red-handed, Seb, in this interview. He looked ridiculous. We all know that the FBI has been coordinating with Twitter, with social media.
Weekly.
And has been moving with the news media. I mean, if you even go back to the Russian collusion scandal, you'll see that the FBI was feeding information to the news media they knew was fake to cover the people that they wanted to cover. That's why Christopher Wray has a short-lived history if President Trump can get back into that White House. And I hope that he can. We need to do some major work at the FBI.
All right. If you missed it, we are back on YouTube. We've posted the whole interview with President Trump yesterday. Go right now. Plug in at Dr. Sebastian Gorka Official. They made me official. I like that.
You're so fancy.
I know. I didn't choose that. Dr. Sebastian Gorka Official. We're back. The whole almost 40-minute long interview with President Trump. He talks about DeSantis, Biden, the train wreck in Ohio, Putin, Russia, Milley. We covered the whole nine yards. You've got to watch it today. All right, let's talk about somebody who is actually communicating well and in the name of truth and transparency. That's Dr. Marty Makary yesterday testifying on Capitol Hill. And he's just connecting the dots for the rest of us, Jen. Cut five, play cut.
Two leading virologists, maybe the two top virologists in the United States, Dr. Michael Farzan from Scripps and Dr. Robert Gary from Tulane, told Dr. Fauci on his emergency call in January of 2020, when he was scrambling soon after learning that the NIH was funding the lab, they both said that it was likely from the lab. Both scientists changed their tunes days later in the media And then both scientists received $9 million subsequent in funding from the NIH. It's a no-brainer that it came from the lab. I mean, at this point, it's impossible to acquire any more information. And if you did, it would only be affirmative.
Even if you take politics out of it, Jen, mm-hmm. I'm just, this is such a sea change. Because usually, and I've been there, I've testified multiple times before Congress on ISIS and jihadism. In the past, it's just been, you know, they come in, they prance for the cameras so they can say, you know, tell their constituents at home they asked a question of somebody from the White House. This time, this was actually meaningful. This is yeah. a congressional hearing that was substantive, Jen.
It was, and we've learned so much. And how many people, you know, I was reminded about Jon Stewart, some of the other comedians who found themselves canceled, President Trump, who was called a racist, yeah. a xenophobe, for calling out the fact that the lab leak, is the working theory here, that this is what we've known all along. It's stunning to me that now people are actually asking questions. So what happens? Do we get a refund from the government? Do we get our Twitter accounts back? Do we get our lives back? Do we get our kids' education back? Because it seems that we received a lot of bad information, and it's all what they wanted to tell us. It almost, I hate to be conspiratorial, but felt like a test run in some respects for how much government control we could possibly take, yeah. especially in big blue states and big blue cities like the one I live in. And now for all of this real information to come out, it's great that it's here, but how much pain, punishment, how much did we lose because of all of this?
We'll talk about your state momentarily. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, AM 870, AM 590, also at CRN Digital Talk. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the show, make sure you are subscribed to the audio podcast. Go to your favorite platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review. It does help. And then share the links with your friends. At the same time, if you are America First, check out all the superb America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com, starting with the hottest seller, the FBI. Yes, the FBI t-shirt, talking of Christopher Wray. Fascist Bureau of Intimidation this time. Get yours today, SebGorkaStore.com, and so much more, including all of my books. That's SebGorkaStore.com, as well as our callers. The call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Ryan, Steve, Brent, Matt, Antoinette. We'll be back in a moment.
Chinese troops lining up along our southern border with weapons aimed at our people. You damn well know you would do something about it. This is a war. Act like it. Do something.
Incredibly emotional testimony from Rebecca Kiesling. She is a pro-life activist who lost both of her sons to fentanyl overdoses, 18 and 20, and she was testifying that if you had armed troops on our border, we'd do something about it. But because it's drugs killing 103,000 people a year, I guess that doesn't matter to the Biden regime. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Thank you for everyone who helped our Food for the Poor campaign for those suffering in Turkey and Syria. More than 36,000 people died as a result of those earthquakes. You helped the survivors. Now we're going back to our hemisphere, closer to home. We're going to help all the children in 17 nations that we can that are living in poverty, that are malnourished today. Food for the Poor is an amazing organization, and you can help them get the food they have received already in donations to the children, to the families that need them. A one-time donation of just $72 will feed 2 children for a year. It's one of the most remarkable charitable things you can do. It is Lent. If you could donate $144 just once, this isn't one of these repeating things, then you're saving 4 children. You're feeding 4 hungry mouths for a year. If you want to help your fellow man, if you want to do what Jesus told us to do, come unto me, the little children. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. You can call in your tax-deductible donation on 855-330-4673. That number again, 855-330-4673. Or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. God bless every single one of you who does so. We're back with Jennifer Horn, the Morning Answer, AM 870, AM 590. Jennifer, I said we were going to talk about California, but can we talk about the Windy City for a moment?
Why not? It's a blue city, much like Los Angeles, where I live. So, yes.
I'm sorry, Jen. I don't usually admit this. I didn't see this coming. Lori Lightfoot gets 17%. She's totally toast. Did you expect this?
Well, I saw the polling. You know, I wasn't paying too much attention because you just feel like these people are going to somehow figure it out and sail through to victory.
Right.
It happens
right.
All the time. But the polling had her pulling behind. Remember, she was out doing her TikTok dances and such and whatever that raincoat was.
The fancy dress is the Clorox superhero.
Yeah,
I'm not joking, guys. She actually
just
did that.
It's bizarre what she would do. And clearly didn't really pay much attention to those polls. And whammo blammo, as we like to say, she's gone. She's not going to be mayor anymore. Now, I don't know if Chicago's going to get anything better than what they have now
right.
at the end of all of this. But you know what? People are so tired. They're so fed up of not being served by the government.
2,100 Chicagoans murdered under her watch.
Unbelievable.
But I did comment it was a white heterosexual married guy that defeated her. So I guess yay for the patriarchy.
I did see that, and that did make me laugh. The patriarchy always winning. And, of course, I'm sure this is some racist. It'll be racism that got her.
Oh, no, she said it. Racism. Yeah. Not 2,000 dead Chicagoans. It's, of course, racism. All right.
Imagine. I just guessed at that. And
well,
look at you, nail it right away.
How did you know? I mean, amazing. Let's talk about California. So it's official. Is it official? Is COVID over finally?
Hold on, let me move my arms around. Oh, yeah, look at all the freedom I have. Yes, the state of emergency is over in California as of yesterday, actually.
So what does that mean if Gruesome Newsom has pulled the plug on the state of emergency? Does that mean that you can live your life?
Nothing. We still have these zombies walking around with masks on.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I went for like a little hike the other day. I was out, you know, and the reason I say hike, not on cement. I was in like a, you know, like
nature.
Outdoors.
Nature.
People are walking by themselves with masks on, Seth.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, I started waving my arms. Like, what are these
people
doing?
How about this? How about this? Sunday Mass. Mm-hmm. What was it? It was Ash Wednesday, right? My whole family had gone earlier. I went after work to a church I usually don't go to. Young priest, great, great homily. And they have a beautiful choir. There's about 30 people in the choir wearing robes, like, you know, purple robes, elegant, beautiful.
Sure.
There's one woman, she must be like 60, she had a mask on, and she was singing, and because she's actually singing, she was blowing the mask out and then sucking it into her mouth. It looked like a comedy skit, Jen.
This is my favorite stuff. Like, I love these people tell you everything you need to know. It really is like, you know, the I'm with Stupid t-shirt, basically. I mean,
it's a cult.
It is a cult, but I welcome it. At least you know who you're dealing with when you see people alone in a car or walking, you know, out by themselves with the mask or in church singing in their silk mask. It's exhausting. So in California, the state of emergency is over. Los Angeles is going to end the county emergency at the end of this month. But I really think that they're going to continue to punish us because the story out of L.A. County is that all of these restaurants and bars who created outdoor dining spaces to stay alive during the pandemic and to stay open, they were forced by the county to do this.
Right, because of the distancing stuff. Right.
They're now going to have to pay up to $20,000 to get permits for outdoor dining once the COVID emergency is over.
Wow.
So the punishment is going to continue. There is no way that they're going to stop leveraging it.
All right,
it.
Give us some good news. Our buddies at Judicial Watch, they did something big in California. Tell all of our listeners.
This is such a great story, and it's so rare that we get to tell you really good ones out of California. But the folks in California and in LA County were not going to clean up the voter rolls. They weren't going to do it. They're capitalizing on it. So Judicial Watch sued LA County, and as part of their settlement, this was back in 2019, as part of their settlement, LA County actually had to go through and clean up the voter rolls. So officially, the announcement just came out that because of Judicial Watch's work and Tom Fitton, God love him, 1.5 million people have been removed from the voter rolls in Los Angeles County. And I, you know, I want people to vote. Even if they don't always vote with me, I still want them to vote. But these people, Seb, were people who had not voted in over 10 years. People who were probably dead, yeah. who had moved, who are outside of Los Angeles County, incapable of voting for whatever reason. They need to be off these voter rolls. So good for them. 1.5 million voters off is so much better. It just ensures such a safer election and takes away the ability for people to commit voter fraud.
And who lost? Was it the county?
It was the county.
It was the county.
Mm-hmm. LA County.
Absolutely huge. We love Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. You should support them as well. We've been talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now. We're sad she's not going to be with us at CPAC, but give her a follow anyway, at Jennifer Horn. I'll look after Grant for you, Jennifer, all right?
Keep him out of trouble, please.
Oh, no, that's no fun.
All right, into a little bit of trouble.
Just a little.
You know, just not too much.
CRNtalk.com, host of The Morning Answer, AM 870, AM 590, The Answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy America First, make sure you are following us on all social media. We're even back on YouTube. You can follow us on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us, SalemNewsChannel.com, on your Roku device. You can download the app. You can read my exclusive content that I write. It's SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's SebastianGorka, one word, .substack.com. And we're back, yes, on YouTube, because you can't keep a good man or a good team down. We have posted our interview with President Trump, all the interview, including what we said in the breaks that you don't get to hear on the radio. Go to YouTube, Dr. Sebastian Gorka Official. That's at Dr. Sebastian Gorka Official. Your call's next here, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Do not touch that dial.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.